You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Craig McLean, president of Vaped, which operates online herbal vaporizer shops in both the United States and Canada. Craig, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's good to be here.
And you're more than welcome. Good to have you with us. So let's start by telling us a little about Vaped and the products that you offer.
Well, Vaped is essentially an online herbal vaporizer shop in both the U.S. and Canada. We have two websites, vaped.com and vaped.ca. Our customers are generally interested in a healthier alternative to smoking marijuana, and most often they're medical marijuana patients, as well as, you know, recreational cannabis users who understand that smoking's generally unhealthy and there are better ways to consume their favorite herb. I myself started as a medical marijuana patient, and I have a deep respect for anyone who chooses to treat their symptoms with cannabis or who basically simply wants to make sure they're pursuing their wellness goals in the healthiest way possible. We pride ourselves in a personal touch, and we love it when our customers contact us with questions they need help with. We're more of a boutique shop rather than a mega store, and our mantra, we live and breathe vaporizers, means that we rigorously test every product that we sell.
Now, if you would get into what are herbal vaporizers and how they are better for you than smoking marijuana.
Herbal vaporizers they essentially heat marijuana to a temperature which evaporates the psychoactive and beneficial compounds without causing combustion or burning. As for the benefits, first, smoking is harmful. I think we all know that. And that even holds true for smoking marijuana. And the smoke, it contains numerous carcinogenic chemicals that are a byproduct of combustion. Those compounds and chemicals are separate from the pharmaceutically beneficial compounds of marijuana, which are known as cannabinoids. So smoking actually destroys about 30 to 40% of the cannabinoids in marijuana, and vaporizing marijuana allows all of them to remain active and intact. Actually, people who use vaporizers often report that they use less marijuana as opposed to smoking just because they're getting more out of what they use. And they're not burning up the THC and other cannabinoids in the marijuana as they're vaporizing. Also, heating the cannabinoids using a vaporizer allows them to be inhaled as a vapor, which provides an immediate effect. So you don't have to wait for a tincture or an edible to take effect. You get it as soon as you inhale it. And lastly, the herb which is left over after vaporizing, it's known as already been vaped or ABV, and it can be used to make edibles or tinctures for further treatment down the road.
Craig, if you would, tell us why would someone in the U.S. or even Canada choose to shop at vape.com or vaped.ca?
I think the first is customer service. We pride ourselves in customer service. We basically answer any questions that customers have. We have both email, phone, and online chat for people to use. We provide a free grinder with every purchase of a vaporizer. We ship discreetly. All the packages are very discreetly packaged, and we pride ourselves in the privacy of our customers, maintaining the privacy of our customers. We have local warehouses for quick delivery. We actually have a warehouse in Chicago, Illinois, and another in Toronto, Ontario, and we ship within one business day from receiving an order. We test every product that we sell so we can answer any questions that our customers may have. We're authorized resellers for all the brands that we sell, and every product that we sell is genuine and comes with at least a one-year warranty.
Today we are joined by Craig McLean, president of Vaped, which operates online herbal vaporizer shops in both the U.S. and Canada here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're now Heard on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Craig, what are some of the symptoms that people treat with cannabis, and how can an herbal vaporizer benefit your wellness goals?
Well, I'm a firm believer in treating your symptoms with cannabis in conjunction with a medically supervised treatment plan. I'm not a doctor, but everything that I know about it is that you can help treat a number of different symptoms. Some of them include cancer and the effects of cancer, depression, anxiety, glaucoma, nausea, Crohn's disease, arthritis, epilepsy. And then even for folks that don't necessarily have life-threatening illnesses but want to treat their just general wellness goals, treating it such as relaxation, increased libido, focus, spirituality are all elements that can be treated with cannabis. As far as what the benefits of vaporization is easy. It's fast acting. The effects are felt in seconds. There's no need to wait for something you ate to take effect. And then portable vaporizers, if that's what you get, they're very discreet and they can be carried around with you very easily.
Earlier you mentioned the temperature is important when vaporizing marijuana. What is the best temperature in conclusion to vaporize marijuana?
Well, Eric, it's a very personal preference oftentimes. The full range of vaporization is between 315 to 428 degrees Fahrenheit, or 157 to 220 degrees Celsius. My personal preference is around 370 degrees Fahrenheit or 188 degrees Celsius. Many people recommend 385 degrees Fahrenheit or 196 degrees Celsius. As you can see, it's all over the map. I generally recommend that people start low and then work their way up and find out what works best for them. It's often a trade-off between flavor and effect. Things at the higher range can taste a little off. Things at the lower range don't often provide as much vapor. So it's really just something that you have to experiment with a little bit and find out what is best for you and your needs.
In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or anything else you'd like to add in conclusion?
No, I mean, come check us out at vape.com or vape.ca. We have a phone number and a contact us form. We also have chat that you can contact us as well. We'd love to hear from you. And please let us know if you have any questions.
Most certainly. Craig, thanks for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Wishing you all the best.
Thank you, Eric.
We have been speaking with Craig McLean, president of Vaped, which operates online herbal vaporizer shops in both the U.S. and Canada. And for more information, simply visit either vaped.com or vaped.ca. And this is Eric Dye. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.